Okay, today's daf is Beis Daf Lamed Ches. We'll focus on one word on today's daf, where on Lamed Ches Mabeis, there is a discussion about the sugya of bittel. That's what a lot of the daf here is about today. Whether there's bittel by dine mamonis, there's bittel by ingredients in a mixture. But in the conversation, Rav Oshia makes a comment, and then Rav Safra says back, Amalei Rav Safra, Moshe Shaper Kamert. He calls him Moshe. Rav Safra calls Rav Oshia Moshe, and that's unusual because that's not his name. And we don't have Moshe as a name of Tanoim and Amoraim, which itself is an interesting question. Why there were some names that were not used by Chazal. Avraham, there's a Rav Yitzchak, there's a Rav Yaakov, there's Rav Yishmael even, there's Rabbi Akiva, obviously there's many biblical ones as well, but certain ones, Avraham and Moshe being two of the main ones that we really don't find in Chazal. And in the Rishonim, Moshe is the most common name, right? The Rambam and the Ramban and the Alshech. And a little later, but that we find many. So what was the name Moshe? Cool. Again, why it wasn't used by Chazal? Maybe they thought they were so kadosh, they stayed away from it, they didn't want to use it at that point. There's obviously some reason. But here, he called him Moshe as a nickname. So what did he mean by Moshe? So we're going to talk a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu. What did he mean here? And a couple of other aspects of Moshe Rabbeinu and his connection to the later generations. So Rashi says here, Moshe, Biyakra de Moshe Kamishtava. He was swearing in the name of the covet of Moshe. Biyakra de Moshe Kamishtava. Right? He was like giving him covet. Giving him covet. Right? So what does that mean exactly? So if you look in the Rambam actually quotes something similar. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Asei Zion. Right? Towards the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. We know the first few mitzvahs. Mitzvah, I say, number one is believing in Hashem, and mitzvah number two is Yichud Hashem, and then Avas Hashem, and then Yiras Hashem. Right? Those are the first four. Number five, first mitzvah about doing something is Tefillah. Shetzivanu La'avdo. Number six is Lehidavik Im Chachamim, Ulhizyachin Imahim, being close to Talmidei Chachamim. And number seven, Shetzivanu Lehishava Bishmo Yisaleh. We are commanded to swear in the name of Hashem, Kishenitztarech. Whenever we are obligated to take a shvua, we should swear in the name of Hashem. Ki bazeh hagedula l'shem yisaleh, v'kavod v'ilui. Because through this we give Hashem kavod. When we have to swear and we swear in the name of Hashem, that's giving kavod. Just like lahavdil, when others swear chei paro, right? And we have in the Torah, swearing in the name of paro. When you swear in the name of something, that's showing kavod to that being. And that's what the Rambam says. The Ramban here, again, not our topic now, the Ramban here talks about, I don't think it is a chiyuv to ever take a shvua, right? If you have to, better not to swear than to swear. If you have to swear, okay, you swear. Shem Hashem is part of the requisite ingredients for the shvua, but for certain shvuas, but it shouldn't be done. But that's a machlokas within Hilfa Shvua, which we're not going to get into. But the Rambam himself continues. What's the source? Uv ha'u amro, uv shmoti shaveya. Ubebir amru amra Torah hishava b'shmo va'amra Torah al tishava. Rotzal lomar ki kamo ashvua she'ein etzricha atamuz har mimena v'mitzvos lo sa'aseh. Just like a shvua, an unneeded shvua, we are prohibited from taking, and that's a lo sa'aseh. Kein ashvua beis hatzarech. So to a shvua that we need to take, right? Bezdin. Right, the Rambam talks about the three types of shvuos that bezdin is mechayev: shvua seid echad, shvua spod b'mikta, shvua sashomrim. And within Shavuot HaShomrim, the three. But sometimes a person has to take an oath. V'lachein, einu mutar lishava b'davar mikol hanivraim. So one is not allowed to swear using any of the created beings. Kamo ha-malachim v'ha-kochavim ki im al tzad chisar ha-nismach. Kigon, sheyomar be'emunas ha-shemesh v'yirtze be'emes adon ha-shemesh. If you use a phrase that really means Hashem, but saying it in a deeper way, so maybe that's okay. Saying be'emunas hashemesh, in the emuna of the sun. So you're not swearing in the sun, you're swearing in the emuna of the one who created the sun, says the Rambam. V'yaladera chazu yishvu umaseinu b'shem Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam, right here in Sefer Mitzvahs. And this is the way that people swear in our nation in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Seems like it was a common custom. V'zeyadua shanishva yirtzelomar, and it's known. It's that when somebody says in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it mean? Yirtzelomar belokei Moshe, o b'misha shalach Moshe. it's referring to Hashem. It's referring to the one who sent Moshe, the God of Moshe. So if one is using a phrase that clearly means Hashem, that also is okay. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says here. That's what Ramosha ben Maimon, that's what Rambam says here, quoting in the name of Hashem. But really, so according to the Rambam, by saying Moshe, it's really giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The back to Rashi sounds like he's giving kavod to Moshe, specifically, Biakra de Moshe kamishtava, but that is number one. Rashi, see on the side of the Gemara, it says Rashi in Sukkah and Rashi in Chulin have a different shot. Rashi in Sukkah, Daflamites, says it means Gadol Ador. Calling him Moshe is calling him Gadol Ador. The Gemara in Chulin says he's calling him a Talmud Chacham. Right, he's calling this Talmud Chacham with Moshe's name. So again, that could have deeper ideas as well. That every tzaddik of every generation takes his place and fills the shoes of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every spiritual leader of every dar. Right, the Mekubalim write that there's a nitzotz of Kedusha. The nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama is in every leader of every generation. Every nitzotzos mean nishmasa shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So they're connected, just like Moshe was Rabbeinu and the teacher of Klal Yisrael, so too everyone who teaches Klal Yisrael, that itself is a connection. And maybe that's why he called him Moshe here, because it's the Moshe Rabbeinu aspect in you that I am connecting to. Rav Yonatan and Eibishitz relates to this. If you look in Chelek Aleph of the Drushas, of the Yaris Dvash, Drush Gimel, the Drushas are very long, but if you look towards the end of Drush Gimel, like the third to last page of Drush Gimel, Vida ki milvad ze yish od pirish. So this whole Drusha is about Purim. So there he talks about Vehu ki zarach Hashemesh uba Hashemesh. The Gemara Kiddushin, the sun rises and the sun sets. Vizarach Hashemesh uba Hashemesh. Ad shlo shaka shimsho shol tzadik ze ba shimsho shol tzadik acher. And Chazal darshan on that the sun rises, the sun sets. The sun rises of a new tzaddik, of the new generation, before the old tzaddik passes on. Hashem always makes sure that there are leaders for each generation in place, always. V'chein or nishmaso v'shifo shebecholder avador b'chol tzaddik. So too the or, the light of the neshama and the shefa of, in each generation of every tzaddik. V'lakach amr b'gemara, Moshe shaper ka'amrit. That's why it says in a few places this phrase, where one of the Amoraim calls the other one Moshe. Upirish Rashi l'chol tamar chacham kara Moshe. Upirish ha'arizal. Ki nishmas Moshe nitzotz bo. The neshama of Moshe is the nitzotz in the leader. That's what he was telling the other rabbi here. V'zoi kavana. And now we can appreciate a Gemara in Maseches Megillah, where Haman gets happy. Haman is happy when he realizes that the month that he chose was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. He didn't know that it was also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Right? That's the Gemara in Maseches Megillah. Why does it use that lashon? Ki Haman samach shemeis bo Moshe va'afas maginam. Haman was happy that Moshe Rabbeinu died in this month, and their protection, their magain, was taken away. V'hu lo yada shebizayin ba'adar meis. Aval tekef nolan Moshe. He didn't know that he died on Zayin Adar, but he was also born on Zayin Adar. It's one phrase. Right? Why does it say it in that order? Ki zarach Hashemesh v'chulu v'tamid liYisrael ezer umagain v'lakach ne'amar nolan Moshe liachar sha'amar meis Moshe. Why doesn't it go in order? He didn't know that he was born that month and he died that month. No, it says the opposite order. He died that month. He was born that month. That's the wrong order. It's the not chronologically correct. The answer is maybe it's not talking about Moshe. Haman, you think Moshe's gone, and therefore there are no more leaders. There are no more zchuyos. There's no more magain. So no, Moshe dies and another Moshe comes. Because every leader of every door has a little bit of Moshe. B'lakach ne'amar, nolan Moshe, la'achar sh'amar meis Moshe, la'horos, ki achar moso, tekif nolan Moshe acher, ki lo alman Yisrael me'elokim. But Esau will never be left as orphans from Hashem. V'tamid mashpia, v'yishlach lano ezer, v'kadosh mishamayim, lios lano l'magin, k'moshe Rabbeinu, alav ha'shalom. So it has to be that Moshe Rabbeinu is the connection to every tzaddik, to every Talmud Chacham and every generation. That's why he was calling him. That's why he was calling him Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, is unique amongst Jews and unique amongst Nevi'im. Unique amongst Nevi'im, right? We know the Psukim in Parshas Baloscha discuss his uniqueness, as well as Psukim at the end of the Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisodia Torah, good to review. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin that there are certain rules about Nevuah in general. The Rambam talks about prophecy In general, how does one become a prophet? Says the Rambam, Yesodei Hadas Leida. It's one of the Yesodos Emuna to believe in prophecy. Shehakel Minabea Es Bnei HaAdam. That Hashem prophesizes and communicates with people. V'eina nevua chala ela al chacham gadol b'chachma gibar b'midosav. Someone who is wise in all wisdom and tremendous in their midos. Lo yeh yitzur mizgaber alav b'davar me'olam. Right, his yitzur never gets the better of him. Elohu mizgaber b'daito al yitzur tamid. He is always in control. Baal de'a rechava v'nechona an ma'od. So somebody who has all of these midos, the Rambam says, shalim b'gufo. And he starts involving himself when he goes into the Pardes. Pardes is an orchard. It doesn't have to be a physical orchard, but going into the spiritual secrets. Chazal discussed in Maseches Chagiga, the four Tanoim that were Nichnas Lapardes, that went into the orchard. When somebody inappropriately is involved in the Pardes, the Gemara calls it Mekatitz Benetios. He's cutting the plantlings, you know, inappropriately. That means you're doing wrong things in the Paradise. That's the language used. But the Rambam says, when somebody goes into the Paradise and he's pulled by those distant matters, v'tielo da'as nechona lahavinu lasig, and he starts understanding, v'hu miskadesh v'holech u'porish midarkei klal ha'am ha'ochem ma'chashak yasman, and he goes away from people, v'holech u'mizariz atzmo u'malamei nafsho shalo tielo machshav ha'klal, and he conditions himself. He doesn't never focuses on any of the dvarim b'teilim. He's always in the God zone. Daito tamid pruya lamala. This unbelievable letter, a level that he has trained himself to always be connected to Hashem. Miyad ruach hakodesh shorah alav. Immediately ruach hakodesh shorah. According to the Rambam, it sounds like very natural when somebody perfects themselves in midos, in chachma. Memela, that is going to lead me to Nevuah. This is the Rambam Lishita, so one might say. The Rambam in his rational realm, explaining many ideas based on logic. So here too, Nevuah, there might be, there's certain Mamar Chazal about the Matana of Nevuah, but the Rambam seems to say it's more of a natural. When somebody reaches that level, Memela, he's going to get it, which then makes it, gives us the question of why were some people Zocha to Nevuah if they don't seem to have prepared. Bilam and Lavan, you have to say that's not real. That wasn't really nevuah. That was some type of communication from Hashem, but not in the same way. Different type of a communication. And when the ruach hakodesh is shora on that human being, he should view himself within the realm of angels. Hanigram ishim v'yehafech leishacher. He becomes a different person. V'yavin b'daito she'eno kamo shahaya. He should realize that he's not the same person that he was. Elashen nisale al ma'ilo shar b'nei adam hachachamim. Right, he has become a different person. Like it says by Shaul, when he was told that he was going to be the king and be a Navi, he'll be a different person. And then the Rambam says, there are different levels. Anviyim malos malos hein, there are different levels of Neviyim. Right, there are different levels of Nevuah that one has, different intensities and different levels. But all of them, and how we're going to get to the contrast, but all of them, it's all a vision, a night vision. Or even a day vision, but they're in a trance. Whenever a nevuah is received, their limbs start shaking, their body becomes weak. Everything they're focusing on as a human being is lost. It's only focused on Hashem. Right, or Daniel, right? So a person loses themselves when they have the Shekhinah on them. Except by Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rambam, with all this background about the greatness and the uniqueness of Nevuah, and you have to be perfect and reach the levels in Pardes, kol advarim sha'amarnu hein derech ha-Nevuah l'chol ha-Nevi'im, harishonim v'achronim, chus v'Moshe Rabbeinu v'Rabban shal kol ha-Nevi'im. Interesting, the Rambam says this applies to everyone except for Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gives him two titles. Our rabbi, and the rabbi of all the Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm talking about two different people. Except for Moshe Rabbeinu, v'Rabban shal kol ha-Nevi'im. That's two elements. He's Rabbeinu in terms of Torah, and he's their Rav in terms of Nevuah. Rabbeinu v'Rama Shekol Nevi'im. And then he says, Uma Hefresh Bein Nevuah Moshe L'Shakol Nevi'im. What's the difference? The Rambam categorizes culling from various Chazals and based on the Psukim. Says the Rambam, Shekol Nevi'im B'Chalom O'B'Mare, like I just explained. Just all the Nevi'im are in a trance, in a dream. Moshe Rabbeinu who are v'Omeid, Moshe is awake and standing. Sh'ne'emar v'o Moshe lo amoed l'daveri tova yishma esakol. Moshe Rabbeinu is listening while awake. Clarity. Number two, kol ha'nevi'im al yidei malach. All other nevi'im are through a malach. What does that mean? Some type of, it's indirect. L'fichach ro'an ma'she'im ro'an b'mashal v'chida. Even when they see in their trance, they don't see it with clarity. It's some type of riddle or mashal. And they interpret it based on what they see. They interpret it with their vision. Moshe Rabbeinu lo ayde malach, Moshe Rabbeinu was not. Shneemar peh el peh adaber bo, v'neemar v'devar Hashem el Moshe panim el panim, v'neemar utmunas Hashem yabit. Whatever that means. Klomar, she'ein sham mashal el aroa hadaver al burio below chida below mashal. And that's what the Torah says. Umare velo b'chidos, she'eno misnambeh b'michida el b'mare she'ero hadaver al burio. Number two. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu is not in a trance. He's awake. Number two, when he sees with clarity. Hashem gives him a message to say over. Right? All other Nevi'im, they have to interpret what they see and put it into their own words. Number three, not only is he awake, not only is clarity, but his body isn't shaking. And in a state where he's not in control. Kol ha'Nevi'im yirein v'nivhalin u'mismogigim. All other Nevi'im get weak and fearful and awed. U'Moshe Rabbeinu ein okein. Moshe is not the who shakasav omer kashidaber ish el re'ehu, like a person speaks to their friend. Kamoshe ein adam nifhal l'shmo divrei chaveiro, just like a person is not in shock to talk to their friend. Kachay kocha b'daito shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So too Moshe Rabbeinu had the spiritual koach lahavin divrei nevuah v'hu omid al emdo shalem. He was able to handle it. Says three already. So he's awake and he sees with clarity and his body isn't shaking. He's able to be in control. And number four. Call an Avim, Einan Mizvabim Khalesha Yirtsu. All other Nevi'im can never call the meeting. They can never decide when to have the conversation. Moshe Rabbeinu Einokin. Whenever Hashem spoke to them, he spoke to them, but Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Ella Kosmancha Yachpots, Ruach HaKodesh, Lavashto, Unavua Shoralav. He could all of a sudden go into the Nevuah. The Eno Tsarach Lachavain Daito Lehiz Damainla. And he doesn't have to focus so much because he's already focused. He's living focused. Shaharehu mechuvan umezuman va'omeid kamalach esharis. Lafichach, and that's why when he had a question, sometimes he would say, misnabeh b'choleis. Shneemar imdu ve'eshma'a ma yitzav Hashem lachem. Moshe Rabbeinu responds to questions by the Bnei Slavchad and by Pesach Sheni. There are times that Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask Hashem, but this is the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam continues and ends off, ubazeh hiftichu hakel. And this is the promise that Hashem made to him. That he was going to be like this. They all go back to their tents, but you're here with me. What is Hashem saying? You're here with me. That was Moshe Rabbeinu had to, so to speak, give up his family to be the no sein HaTorah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this was the promise Hashem made him. Whenever other Nevi'im finish their Nevuah, they go back to their Ohel. Right? Unlike Chazal, which Darshan, Shuvah Lachem Alechem means their, maybe means their wives. Ein ol ela ishto, but the Rambam is having another meaning. All means their life. All means their state as human beings. Right? Everyone else could go back whenever after Nevuah. Shu tzarchei haguf kulam kishar ha'am. Lefichach ein aparshi mina shoseihem. Part of that is wife. Part of that. But Moshe Rabbeinu lo chazer lo ahalo harishon. After Har Sinai, he never went back. Lefichach perich mina isha lo olam umikala domela. And he's separated from his wife and any other physical activities. V'nikshura daito b'tzur ha'olamim. And his das was connected to the tzur olamim. V'lonis taleka hon me'alav la'olam. He never lost that spiritual glory from on him. V'karan or panav v'niskadesh kemalachim. That is the amazing Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, of Hilchos Yisod Torah, the uniqueness of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It is fascinating. We pointed this out before, that in Hilchas Tshuva, when the Rambam talks about Bechira Chavshis, and you could be like anyone, and don't say that anybody is forcing you to go one way or the other, the Rambam says, Rushes call Adam Nesunalo, a person has the ability to do anything. Al Yavram Machshav Tchadavar said, don't think this thought, Sha'omrim Tipshi Umos Ha'olam, that many fools in our other nations feel. Verov Gome B'nei Yisrael, that many fools in our nation feel. Shakarish Baruch Hu Gozer Allah Adam Mitchilas Ber Yasol Yasad Garasha, that Hashem is Gozer from the beginning of a person's existence, that he should be a Sadegar Rasha. Ain't Adam Rakei, not true. Not true. Why? Ella. Kol Adam va'Adam. Royally Osadik Kemosha Rabbeinu. O Rasha ki Yeravam. Every single person could be a Sadeg like Moshe. And a Rasha like Yeravam. O Chacham, O Sachal. Foolish, wise. Rachman, O Achzari. Compassionate. Brazen. Kili, Shua. V'chein Shar Kol Adeus. Nobody is forcing anyone. So that's fascinating. After reading the Rambam that we just read, and the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was always in the Hashem zone, and he never went back to his Ohel, and right here the Rambam says, it's the same Sefer in the Rambam, Sefer Mada. He goes from Hilchos Yisod HaTorah to Hilchos Shuv, but the Rambam says, and you could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. You could be like, it's not a stira. Here he's talking about tzidkus, he's talking about righteousness, he's talking about fulfilling potential, and there he's talking about nevuah, prophecy. So there's no stira, but it's interesting that he feels that we could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We could be like Moshe Rabbeinu in certain regards in terms of filling our tzidkus. We don't have time, but if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael at the end of Kiddushin, remember that's where he speaks about the apocryphal story about an Arabian king who wanted to learn more about Moshe Rabbeinu, so he sent an artist to draw Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Tiferes Yisrael tells there exactly what happened at the end, and how did he interpreted Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness. It was not that he was born like Moshe Rabbeinu, but he worked on himself and he was able to perfect himself in that way. Again, there's a lot more about Moshe Rabbeinu, but these are some of the ideas behind Moshe Shapir Ka'amrit. We'll stop here.